Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Well, there are a couple of school districts that have policies that suggest that may not be the case anymore, including one right in our own backyard. It's all coming up after the news, 6 o'clock in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Virginia's highest court has agreed to hear arguments next month in a special session on the Republican lawsuit challenging Governor Terry McAuliffe's executive order restoring the voting rights of over 200,000 convicted felons. The lawsuit argues that Virginia governors must restore felons' rights on an individual, case-by-case basis. The presidential campaign rhetoric is getting pretty heated. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump have started attacking each other by highlighting some of their biggest controversies.
Before Hillary Clinton could even give her speech on foreign policy today, Donald Trump went ahead and called her a liar last night.
She lied. She made a speech, and she's making another one tomorrow. And they sent me a copy of the speech. And it was such lies about my foreign policy.
Hillary Clinton isn't pulling her punches either, calling Donald Trump a fraud.
He is trying to scam America the way he scammed all those people at Trump U.
Part of a series of attacks Clinton leveled as new documents were released in one of the class action lawsuits against Trump University. I'm Andrew Spencer.
Buses, carpools, telework. Once Metro starts its SafeTrack plan, transportation officials say everything should be on the table. Except driving alone in your own car.
Fairfax County's transportation director has a very strong message about hopping in your car and driving alone into work next week.
That is not the solution. All the roadways that we already know are going to be congested are just going to be mobile.
Tom Bashadny says they're setting up all kinds of augmented bus service, but that alone won't solve the problem once Metro cuts service by around 70% on the western ends of the Orange and Silver lines next week.
There are alternatives out there, whether they're teleworking, adjusting your hours, taking some of the supplemental transit service.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Meanwhile, a new study finds that even though Virginia's population is growing, the number of people commuting alone in their cars is falling. The study commissioned by the State Department of Rail and Public Transportation concludes that Virginians are more, quote, multimodal now. That means Commonwealth residents are getting better at finding alternate ways to get to work. The State Department admits it purposely deleted part of a press briefing video before it was posted online. But who made the request is still a mystery.
State Department spokesman John Kirby says the footage cut from the 2013 video concerns secret talks between the U.S. and Iran. He says a U.S. official asked a department technician to make the edit, and the technician could not recall who made the request. State Department lawyers are looking into the matter. The U.S. has since admitted that it lied about its secret talks with Iran in order to protect negotiations. In Washington, I'm Mark Chase.
The legal battle continues between Lord & Taylor and the owners of White Flint Mall. Now, this fall, an appeal will be heard after a court ruling that awarded the department store millions of dollars in damages for breach of contract.
In the original case, the jury heard testimony about the financial benefits Lord & Taylor would get from the new development at White Flint. The attorney representing the mall's owner, Scott Morrison, says the judge told the jurors to disregard that testimony.
We think that's a clear error of law.
Meanwhile, the attorney representing Lord & Taylor, Michelle Gambino, says they're asking for a jury to consider giving the department store more money.
For the property rights that Lord & Taylor held over the site that were not considered by the jury that are also being taken by White Flint.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,790, the Nasdaq at 49.52. Sports, the Nats win their fourth in a row, beating the Phillies again. The O's outslug the Red Sox. Stanley Cup Finals, the Penguins beat the Sharks to take a 2-0 lead. The NBA Finals start tonight. WNBA, the Mystics lose to Chicago. Soccer, D.C. United loses to Seattle. WMAL News Time 6 4. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Because there are a few hours of the day when you're not stuck in traffic.
What? Are you kidding me?
Listen on your desktop or go mobile with a WMAL app.
I would encourage each and every one of you to try this.
Get it today in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Your retirement is on your mind. Will your retirement years be financially secure? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Come learn what you need to know at my seminar, Preparing for Retirement. Thousands have attended, and now it's your turn. Make sure you're doing everything right for your retirement years. The seminar will show you how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, how to get the most from Social Security, and how to make sure your assets are protected and distributed as you want. Investments, Social Security, wills, and trusts. Master these so you can enjoy a comfortable and successful retirement. The seminar comes to Tyson's Corner and Arlington, Saturday, June 4th at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Loudoun County. The big story of the morning had been the crash on Route 7 eastbound as you're trying to get into Leesburg. Eastbound 7 after Route 9, Charlestown Pike. Still might see some remnants of the earlier crash, but all lanes have been reopened and the pace getting much better for both of those arteries, 7 and Route 9. No problems right now reported on 270, but heavy delays for this early start here through Urbana and down past the exit 4109, and then you're up at speed. Top side of the Beltway starts to see some of that stop and go as you leave College Park from 95 around past University Boulevard. We're good. 29 coming through Columbia, Burtonsville, and down to the Beltway. 95, no trouble spots reported heading down to the Beltway as well. Now, inside the Beltway, Baltimore, Washington Parkway, I'm seeing the slowdowns right as you approach 410, and they take you to about 450 Annapolis Road. So crews were looking in that stretch to see if we had maybe some debris or broken down in that stretch. And then DC 295 southbound past East Capitol Street slowing with the report of another incident in that area. Update is brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. It's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment option, Washington, D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. Learn more at MedStarGeorgetownCancer.org/hope. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front trying to get here, or a cool front, and it will. It'll increase the coverage on showers and thunderstorms by tomorrow. Stray shower storm today in high of 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 61 in Haymarket, 61 in Damascus, 68 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. How will you get to work during Metro's Safe Track Rebuilding Project? Get what you need to know at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
The time is 6:07. You're listening to WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. Coming up, we've got plenty this morning. 7:05, Nomiki Kantz. She is a Bernie Sanders supporter. Talk about how Bernie's going to pull it out in the Golden State, and whether that'll make a difference. 7:15 brings us James Rosen of Fox News, center of a controversy at State Department, where they've been caught red-handed trying to rewrite history. 7:35 brings us Chris Barnes of Fix WMATA as Metro goes under the knife this weekend. How's it going to affect your life? And at 8:05, D.C. Auditor Kathy Patterson, who's uncovered some unbelievable cost overruns in the D.C. school district and how this translates to government overspending in your life. At 8:35 brings us Jake Tapper of CNN to reflect on this crazy week in politics. Wow, we got a whole lot coming up. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
All right, so here's a question for you. Does merit matter anymore? I mean, are you among those who believe that, if you work hard and you put in the effort and you try hard and you apply yourself in every way that you possibly can, shouldn't you be rewarded? And if so, I want to know what you think about these next two stories that I'm going to share with you, which talk about trends in education. And I think this is going to make you a little mad here. It makes me mad. I'll tell you, it really makes me mad. One of these is a local story. One of them, let's start with this one, in Plano, Texas. And I just want to read the story from the National Review. You ready? Students at Plano Senior High School in Texas will not be allowed to wear National Honor Society stoles at their graduation because apparently that might make kids who were not National Honor Society students feel left out. I'm going to repeat that. These are kids who worked hard and got good grades and put in the effort and the extra hours to become the exceptional students in this particular school. And they are not going to be allowed to wear their stoles during graduation because it might make the other students who didn't put in the effort and didn't put in the extra time, who did not apply themselves perhaps as well as these students did, it might make them feel less than, you know, like they haven't accomplished anything. Mm. Bless their little heart.
Because they haven't accomplished something. Specifically, they haven't accomplished earning that tassel.
All right, so here's... Here's the local story, all right? It comes to us from the Washington Post today. And Montgomery County Schools, oh, God, those people at Montgomery County Schools, they are a piece of work. They are trying to figure out how they solve their achievement gap because they find it in the county. They're very worried about this. And, you know, I think it is something to be concerned about, that the Hispanic and black students are not doing as well as white and Asian students. And there's this gap, and they're very concerned about it. And so what is their solution? Well, they're talking what? As I read it, now the word is never in this story, but as I read it, what they're talking about doing is establishing quotas for the gifted and talented programs in the school system. In other words, they have these programs for students who are amazingly gifted, who would be, you know, less than challenged by traditional school teaching methods, who want to take advantage of their exceptional intellect, and they want to give them the opportunity to be challenged in a more aggressive way. And apparently, the Asians are really filling a lot of the slots in these programs. Whites and Asians are filling a lot of these slots. Hispanics are filling about 4% of the slots in these programs, and they say that blacks are filling about 8%. And they say, you know what? Maybe it ought not be about, you know, your gifted abilities. Maybe it ought to be about, you know, something done more equitably. Maybe we need a quota system of some kind or some other system.
Well, they didn't say quota system.
No, they didn't say it. I'm paraphrasing here. Maybe we need to have some kind of system in which we make sure that these slots are filled more equitably. Maybe they say we need to reconsider our definition of gifted and talented. The theme here of these two stories and the thing that makes me absolutely apoplectic here is that no longer... Under these kind of policies, does it pay off to do hard work, to put in the effort, to make an exceptional effort on behalf of getting good grades or using your talents to your fullest ability? That no longer matters. What matters is that, well, we need to be fair. Well, I got news for everybody out there. Life is not fair. Life has never been fair, and the people who work hard are the ones who are going to get ahead, and the people who work hard ought to be the ones who are rewarded. Do we need to care about those students who are struggling? Absolutely. But why should we penalize? I mean, I would make the argument that gifted students are also special needs students. Why are they being penalized? And why would Asian students in Montgomery County be discriminated against simply because they're Asian? Well, this is wrong on like 10 different levels. So I'm wondering, how do you feel about it? Do you see these trends in your school? Do you think in this particular environment today that we're in, this educational environment we're in today, where every little precious snowflake has to get a ribbon, every precious snowflake has to be treated equally, and that there is no room for exceptional effort, and exceptional effort is not rewarded? Do you see this happening in your school system? I'd like to hear your thoughts. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. The Montgomery County thing, it baffles me. I mean, why in the world would you say that we're going to decide not on a child's ability or intellect or effort that is being applied, but simply because of the color of their skin, we're going to make judgments about who gets into a gifted and talented program? That seems patently unfair. Patently unfair. If I were the parent of an Asian student, and by the way, I am, I would be very irritated by that. I would be more than furious about that. How do you feel about it? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
A couple of quick things to add to this. Apparently what they do in this talented and gifted program in Montgomery County is that they select across the board in the district the children who achieve the most and highest on the entrance requirements. What they want to do now is what they call selecting equitably from the applicants, and they are suggesting that they'll just take the top performing children from each school that are sending kids to the to these magnet programs. Therefore, you know, oh, sure, you may achieve across the board within the district, but your achievement level is too high for a certain school compared to another school. Does that make any sense? Mm-hmm. In other words, normally if we took the student, meaning some schools are faring better than other schools, and they think that that's a demographic thing. And apparently there was a meeting about this in May, and somebody stood up and read a poem that quoted liberally from Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. And he said, I had a dream that the NBA would make it easier for Asian players to get in because they wanted to close the achievement gap between Asian players and African American players. As you can well imagine, many of the African American members of the Montgomery County School District found that to be offensive. And here's Byron Johns, chair of the Education Committee and also the president of the NAACP, said the implied message was that your kids don't have the intellect or the motivation to be in these programs. Well, guess what? Some kids don't have the motivation or intellect to be in these programs. And it has nothing to do with the color of their skin or their ethnic makeup. Some kids just don't make the cut, period. And it may be because their parents aren't forcing them or pushing them to do it. But either way, what's the point? If I may quote the brilliant philosophy of the film The Incredibles, as soon as everybody is super, then nobody is.
Right. Listen, obviously you want to weigh in on this, and we have said our piece. When we come back, nothing but your calls. It is now 6:15, time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, we're in great shape. Virginia Beltway, Maryland Beltway, bit of volume topside as you come through College Park, passing 95 toward Georgia Avenue, but nothing reported along the way. 29, 95, Baltimore, Washington Parkway, all pushing down to the Beltway, also in good shape. Getting into Clarksburg, 270. That's where we have a bit of that stop and go, beginning out of Frederick before you get to Route 80, Urbana. No problems on 355, parallel 270, so that's in good shape. Let's get you out to Leesburg, and much better. You can take it with ease now. The earlier crash, eastbound 7 after Route 9, that has been cleared, and those delays on Route 7 really thinning out quickly now. Heading into town on DC 295 southbound, the volume as you head past East Capitol Street, but currently DDOT says, nope, nothing in the way. Now from Garage Door Repair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for a shower possible this afternoon, a high of 83. Showers tonight, they say a 50% chance of rain, a low of 69. Tomorrow, scattered showers, 80% chance of rain, but a high near 85. Saturday and Sunday, again, there's rain in the forecast, temperatures in the mid to low 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, 69 degrees. It is 6:17 on WMAL.
Your to-do list doesn't disappear at 5 p.m. You can schedule a visit with your Inova primary care doctor 24/7, either online or with a customer service specialist. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
Montgomery County is thinking about setting up a system where, it's not your merit or your test scores or your ability or the effort that you put into a program that gets you into a gifted and talented program. It just happens to be, where you go to school or perhaps we need to be more equitable to make sure there aren't too many Asians in the system. Is this fair? How does this make you feel? Do you see this in your school system? How about John in Fredericksburg? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. You sort of already alluded to this, but this is sort of turning Martin Luther King on his head and saying, let's not worry about the content of each child's character, but the color of their skin.
It does seem to be that case. I mean, why is it okay to say we're going to limit the Asian community from being involved in these programs? Why is it okay?
Some races, it's okay to discriminate against
certain
races.
Yeah, it's okay to discriminate against some races, but not against others.
Guess what? Inherent in a program that singles out talented and gifted individuals, there is going to be discrimination. You cannot have a program that singles out certain children because of their performance and not have some level of discrimination. But what's that discrimination based on? The discrimination is based on a cold and hard fact of an achievement and passing a test and getting grades. Period. It's okay in school to discriminate based on that.
I'll tell you what's going to happen next. This is going to enter the world of sports. And high school students who go and try out for a team and make the team and they play on the team are no longer going to be allowed to have letters on their jackets because, you know what? It might offend the other students who didn't even bother to try out.
You know, maybe they tried out and they couldn't make the cut.
That's right. Yeah, but we can't have something that shows that you put in extra effort.
Your physical achievement
yes.
in my face.
Yeah,
sir.
That's where we're headed. How about Aldi? Brian and Aldi, you're on with Brian and Larry.
I just wanted to say that you're hitting the nail on the head when you use the word equitable because the root word is what? Yeah. We're recognizing the gifted and talented students for superior achievements. That's not an equal concept to begin with.
Right. There's no such thing as equality when you're actually honoring people who have achieved something. Then inherent to that is inequality.
Indeed. Thank you so much, guys.
It's all part of this mindset that we have today that, you know, you don't have to try hard. And everybody, you know, if you just go out there and give it like 20%, you ought to have the same things in life that everybody else has who worked at gave it 110%.
Well, but not necessarily, Brian. He said, here's the thing. Your kid can work their tail off. Your kid could be giving 110%. And guess what? They're still just not cutting it. And but that's just the situation. I'm sorry. You know, I mean, you've seen it before. Some mm-hmm. kids, they struggle for some reason. They're really good at certain subjects. They get good grades. I feel for the kids who try hard. But guess what? Just because you try hard doesn't mean that you're part of the honor society.
And guess what happens when you get out in real life? The same thing happens. You can try hard and sometimes not succeed because life is not fair. Life doesn't guarantee you anything. And I think that's a lesson the kids need to learn starting in school. Let's see. How about Mary Kay in Haymarket? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Mary Kay.
Hi, good morning. This makes me super angry. We have not voted for socialism at all. However, this is part of that agenda that just pushes everyone down to the same level, and we're trying to eliminate all winners and losers and make everyone the same.
I think there's that, and I think there's also something going on in school boards across this country that I think there's been a determined effort by those on the left to dominate these school boards and to get on these school boards.
Oh, God, yes, for decades.
And I think we're seeing that these school boards are not in keeping with the mores and the ideas of the community in many cases.
Here's what the community needs to do with their school board, who they determine gets to sit on that school board. They need to start pushing the agenda that administrators and teachers start earning merit pay as well. Start paying administrators based on the performance of the children at school. Start paying the teachers based on the performance of the children at the school. And suddenly all this talk about equity will go away. Mm-hmm. Because guess what? As soon as you start getting incentives for earning more money based on how students are performing, those students are going to start performing better because it's in your best interest to do it. But right now, all the teachers get paid the same too. Mm-hmm. We'll only give you a raise based on the years you've been here. Well, that's where this mindset comes from.
More of your calls straight ahead, 622.
Looking to spruce up your yard this spring with a new deck, patio, or fence? Check out Long Fence. It's the perfect time to take advantage of our 25% off spring savings event. 25% off. Schedule your free in-home estimate at longfence.com.
You know, Larry Spoth, the president of Retirement Protection Solutions, and his team, they test portfolios for folks on a regular basis. And they commonly see this thing happen. Here it is. They see high-risk positions with returns in the low single digits. High risk, low return. Not good. Now you can earn an upfront income-based bonus of 10% and 10% simple interest growth for 10 years on your income base. That's an income-based bonus of 10% and 10% yearly. Imagine locking in today's high positions and collecting a 10% bonus along with a 10% yearly. You want to find out more about this? Pick up the phone and dial this number, 800-611-1952. That's 800-611-1952. Or go to their website and test your investment strategy and see how it's working. They've got this wonderful tool. Here's the website. It's cleverly named testyourinvestment.com.
Withdrawals prior to age 59 and a half may be subject to income tax penalty. Income value not available for withdrawal. Policy and form number 65103. All guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Terms of the contract may apply, as well as possible surrender charges for terminating early. Products referenced are issued by Athene Annuity and Life Company, West Des Moines, Iowa. The Athena Sen Income Rider is optional and available for a charge. Rider is not available on all products and can only be elected at issue with the purchase of an Athene Annuity contract. Larry Spoth is a licensed insurance professional.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Hear that? That's the sound of you creating your own destiny. While others are waiting in line for brunch, you're spending Saturday in the garage. Because you went to AdvanceAutoParts.com, ordered a platinum battery with a 3-year replacement warranty, and picked it up in-store just 30 minutes later. Now, installing a battery isn't an all-day job, but what the brunch crowd doesn't know won't hurt it. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com to learn more.
More of your calls straight ahead right now, 625 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on Route 50. We're doing okay as we've had past 3301. But the closer you get to the Beltway, I have a little bit of a hiccup. And a minor incident was quickly cleared out of the roadway after Enterprise Road before you get to 704. Just, again, brief stop and go there. South on 95, south of the ICC. Starting to see some of that volume just emerge on to the outer loop delays around to Silver Spring. 270, here we come through Frederick. The delay is beginning right near the Monocacy, passing Route 80, but it continues off and on past the exit 4, 109. That's still the slowest stretch. Better out in Loudoun County, the earlier crash. Eastbound 7 after Route 9. You might still see some remnants on the shoulder there, but the delay is quite, they've eased much better there. 66, we're jammed heading through Manassas, Centerville, and Fair Oaks. Traffic update is brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular. In just 6 months, Gerald Foley, a father of three, went from having a bad cough to something much more life-threatening. Fortunately, MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute was able to give him and his family a second chance. Find out more at MedStarWashington.org/second chances. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For a hit or miss on showers and thunder showers today, a lot of clouds around, mild morning, warm afternoon at 83 degrees. A chance of showers and thunder showers goes up tomorrow, so does the coverage. High up to 85. Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 69 degrees. It is now 627 on WMAL. Talking about a couple of stories that suggest that in education today, merit and hard work do not matter. That what matters is, you know, that everybody feel good about themselves, that everybody get a ribbon, and everybody, you know, we don't want to do anything to reward the exceptional students, because if you do that, it makes the others feel bad. That's just part of it. In Montgomery County, they're talking about, well, I'll just call it a quota system for the gifted and talented programs. How do you feel about that? How about Chris in Centerville? You're on with Brian and Larry.
Hi, I'm a teacher, and I can go ahead and tell you this right now. Here's what's going to happen if this system's implemented. You're going to have kids in these advanced placement classes that are not cognitively capable or mature enough to handle the content and the instruction. And what's going to happen is it's going to hurt the teacher. The teacher is going to now have to teach from a much larger spectrum for kids who cannot keep up. And who does that hurt at the end of the day? It hurts the kids who are really trying to, develop.
Yep.
That's what's going to happen.
Thanks, Chris. Yeah, they're dumbing down achievement for the sake of racial equality or racial quotas, and ultimately the people who are currently achieving, regardless of their color or ethnicity, they're the ones who suffer.
Yeah.
That's how it always works.
It's the way it always works. Let's see. Let's get one more call in. How about Justin in Manassas? You're on with Brian and Larry.
Hey, good morning. I can't help but think, given this whole sense of equity, that I guess I'm in line for my Golden Globe, so I'm ready to get that.
Oh, so you think you should be given a Golden Globe?
Yeah,
but what have you done to earn it?
Yeah, because I mean, I'm pretty much offended that I don't have one yet.
Justin, I used to work in Hollywood, and I'll be honest with you, Golden Globes and Grammys, pretty much they are sort of distributed to everybody in that town. It's the Oscar that's the toughie.
It is now 6:28 on WMAL.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-866-979-9147 or go to bestwaternow.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-866-979-9147, 1-866-979-9147, or go to bestwaternow.com. That's bestwaternow.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Coming up in just a moment, it's getting more and more difficult to park in the District of Columbia, and wars are breaking out. And you're not going to believe this next story that we're going to share with you about a guy who took matters into his own hands and got caught. It's all coming up after the news, 6:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Owens Corning. Hillary Clinton is set to deliver a major foreign policy speech today in California, but she's also expected to take the opportunity to do a little more Donald Trump bashing.
Clinton's campaign says she'll paint Trump as unfit to be commander-in-chief, arguing that his policies, things like banning Muslims and questioning NATO, are dangerous. And yesterday on the campaign trail, Clinton gave a preview of what to expect.
He has attacked our closest ally. He has said, let's pull out of NATO. He has praised the dictator of North Korea. He's advocated more countries getting nuclear weapons.
Politically, this speech is aimed at winning over Never Trump Republicans, who are part of that national security elite, and GOP women who question Trump's temperament.
Correspondent Chris Freites. Police are still looking for answers about a campus shooting yesterday at UCLA that left two people dead.
Loved ones grieving this morning over the shooting death of UCLA engineering professor William Klug. The professor of mechanical and aerospace engineering was inside the same building where he taught his classes Wednesday morning. Shortly after 10 a.m., hundreds of police, SWAT officers, and the FBI stormed the Los Angeles campus after reports of three gunshots coming from one of the school's engineering facilities. Security cameras capturing the SWAT team sweeping campus buildings, only to find the bodies of Professor Klug and another as yet unidentified male. A murder-suicide.
Correspondent Stephanie Elam. With Metro's SafeTrack rebuilding plan set to start this weekend, local governments, where lots of commuters will be affected, are making plans. Fairfax County Transportation Director Tom Bishodny.
We are looking at adding some additional service that doesn't exist today from several areas.
Find out all you need to know about SafeTrack at WMAL.com. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,790, the NASDAQ at 49.52. Sports, four wins in a row now for the Nationals as they sweep the Phillies. The O's beat Boston. The Penguins take game two of the Stanley Cup Finals. The NBA Finals start tonight. WNBA, the Mystics remain winless at home, falling to Chicago. Soccer, D.C. United loses. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Owens Corning knows that when hail damage your roof, it's hard to know what to do next. Even if your roof looks fine now, there could be hidden damage that could show up weeks or months later. And with so many contractors, who can you trust?
Visit owenscorning.com/storm to find calm after the storm. From finding a trusted licensed contractor to choosing proven products that can help protect you from the next storm. So rest easy. Find your calm at owenscorning.com/storm. Trusted contractors, proven products. We're the calm after the storm.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. Two full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
Attention, this is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed tax returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, then call 1-800-570-5339 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no tax money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-570-5339 right now to get your free tax lien kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event, which includes a free meal, coming to the D.C. area. Call 800-570-5339. That's 800-570-5339 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text online to 67076. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, text online to 67076. Again, that's O-N-L-I-N-E to 67076.
Chris Plant here. Join me this September at the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the hilarious Dishonors Awards. To learn more, go to mrc.org/gala, enter the promo code Chris to get $100 off the ticket price. That's mrc.org/gala.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 95 and through Stafford, Dale City, Woodbridge, and now into 395 in Landmark. It's just been about the volume. I have nothing reported along the way. Same story with 66 with some of those stop-and-go delays. We get them early here coming out of Gainesville towards Centerville, easing out inside the Beltway through Falls Church. Of course, I've been coming through Manassas Park with the signal light delays north on 28 working up toward I-66. Maryland, let's go 270 out of Frederick. Your delays near the Monocacy take you down and toward the Clarksburg area. Then pretty good continuing through Gaithersburg, Rockville, down to the Beltway. Second problem of the morning near Ellicott City. First crash was westbound 70 at 29. That's been cleared. Second crash, and this one is very serious. They're calling for a medevac helicopter eastbound 70 right as you come up to 29 in Ellicott City. And those delays quickly growing back near Route 40, Baltimore National Pike, and that's where you might want to bail out if your destination is heading toward 29. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much on the radar this morning, but lots of clouds in, maybe some breaks of sunshine at times. We'll get some partial clearing through the day. Just an isolated shower, thunder shower, no widespread rain, 83. Tonight, chance of showers out ahead of a front, 69. Scattered showers, thunderstorms tomorrow, especially in the afternoon, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Gainesville, 64 in Kensington, 68 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Media Research Center. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, Nomiki Konst is a Bernie Sanders supporter. Guess what? Bernie's doing better in California. What's going on there? 7:15, James Rosen of the Fox News channel, who finds himself embroiled in another one of those stories. He is asking some hard questions about how some video got deleted over on the State Department website. At 7:35, Chris Barnes from Fix WMATA, as WMATA starts to fix itself, what are the problems that lie ahead? 8:05, an unbelievable story about cost overruns in a D.C. school repair project. We'll talk to the D.C. auditor about that. And at 8:35, Jake Tapper with CNN will join us. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Parking in Washington, D.C. is an awful, awful experience.
Yep.
And it's going to get much worse as there will be more cars on the roads when Metro goes through its meltdown starting this weekend. We'll talk to Chris Barnes, as we just said, at 7:35 about that. But I want to hear from you about how you struggle with somebody parking in, quote-unquote, your neighborhood or, quote-unquote, your space in front of your house in your neighborhood. Listen, it's really bad here in D.C., but this is something that resonates in many neighborhoods all around the Washington metro area. I was stunned during the blizzard in January when so many people were outraged that after shoveling their car out of a street parking spot that they thought that they owned that spot then and no one else could park in it. Do you go to extraordinary measures to make sure that the people who park in front of your home or who are parking on your street that you don't think should be parking on your street, do you go through extraordinary measures to sort of let them know that you're watching and that they shouldn't be doing it? Tell us your story at 888-630-WMAL. I don't have this problem necessarily, but I am absolutely entranced by the story of a Pentagon official who is now in hot water. His name is Brian Whitman. He works at the Defense Department for more than two decades over at the Pentagon, and here's what happened in his Capitol Hill neighborhood. This is according to a write-up in the Washington Post. He used to notice that this nanny's car was parking in his Capitol Hill neighborhood often, and of course taking up spaces for the people who live there. He started with notes. "I know you're misusing the visitor pass to park here daily. If you don't stop, I will report it, have your car towed, and the resident who provided this to you will have his privileges taken away." According to the Post, the young couple who hired the nanny sent out a message in the community email asking for the note's author to contact them so that they could talk it out. You know, geez, clearly you're angry. Let's talk this through. No response. 2 days later, the nanny's license plates were stolen off of her car.
Well, that could be just a coincidence, I suppose.
2 days after that, another plate was stolen.
Oh, so she replaced the plate and then it was stolen.
In late April, the thief struck again, but this time the couple caught him on video. And it was this guy, Brian Whitman. So now he's in big trouble.
Pentagon guy.
Charged with three counts of misdemeanor theft. He's 58 years old. He's got to pay $1,000 in restitution, pay 32 hours of community service. But this is how desperate things get in this town. And I wonder if you have reached that point where you're just sick and tired of seeing that car. You know that person doesn't live there. You know that person doesn't belong in your neighborhood, quote unquote. And you're going to take matters into your own hands. I'd love to hear if you've got a story like that. 888-630-WMAL. Like I said, I don't have this issue. I can understand people's frustrations when they're trying to park, but here's the thing. A nanny is a vendor in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. They're employed to work there. Are you not allowed in any given neighborhood to have an employee come and park on the street to work for you? I mean, that would make it kind of hard to have anybody who provides a service in your home, doesn't it?
Well, look, I think what this is it's emblematic of the environment that we have in the District of Columbia right now, and in other places as well. It's not just D.C., where parking is at a premium. There is not enough room for the cars, and they're taking away parking spots each and every day to make bike lanes. They are doing a lot of things that make it much more difficult to find a place to park in the District of Columbia. And by the way, can I just point out, just as in sort of a little ancillary note here, on the very weekend that we're going to have more cars driving to D.C. Because of the Metro meltdown and the repairs that need to be done on Metro, there are going to be more cars looking for places to parking. And by the way, did you notice what the District of Columbia did? Raised the parking rates. Parking rates went up starting yesterday in the District of Columbia. So, I mean, it's the environment, I think, that we're in right now and how it's not going to get better until the district government comes to an understanding that they need to provide a place for people to put their cars, for goodness sake.
I'm just proud that the district government suddenly understands some basic concepts in supply and demand.
Yeah.
Well, there's going to be a lot more demand for parking spaces, so they're going to make more money.
You could call it supply and demand. You could call it price gouging. That's what I prefer.
That's all a perspective thing. Yeah. 6:43 on WMAO.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a guy over 40 and you want to stay on top of your game, try a sample bottle of GNC's top-selling, award-winning Nugenix. Listen, if you're experiencing lower sex drive, general sluggishness, and decreased performance, Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting formula. For 2013, it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting BOOST to 99000.
Nugenix uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increase his libido. Enjoy more passion, higher sex drive, improved performance. Be more the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. You want to stay on top of your game, don't you? Then try top-selling, award-winning Nugenix and feel like the best man you can be. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shoppe, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting BOOST to 99000. Again, text B-O-O-S-T to 99000.
They call Winter Troxell the retirement professor for a reason, because he does such a great job of educating people about their options for retirement.
I love being the retirement professor, and I love helping people prepare for retirement.
Start earning your retirement credits today with a complimentary retirement readiness report at retirementprofessorradio.com.
Then hopefully the only thing our retirees will have to worry about is how they spend their free time.
Join the retirement professor, Winter Troxell, at a new time, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL.
Each franchise, independently owned and operated, offer good on selected product at participating franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
You're going to love this house. It just came on the market. It's gorgeous inside. Here we are.
Oh my gosh, look at this room. The window coverings are stunning. It's straight out of a magazine.
Isn't it incredible? The best part? They didn't even hire a decorator. Budget Blinds did it all.
Budget Blinds?
Yep, Budget Blinds. They'll give you a free in-home consultation, do all the measuring and installation, and give you the best warranty in the industry.
I'll take it.
The house?
No, the number for Budget Blinds.
Right now, it's the biggest sale of the year at Budget Blinds. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation and receive incredible savings, promotions, and upgrades, including free invisible tilt on shutters. There's never been a better time to get the decor of your dreams. But hurry, the biggest sale of the year ends soon. Call your locally owned Budget Blinds, 1-800-260-6121. That's 1-800-260-6121. 1-800-260-6121.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore Washington Parkway heads up through Laurel. Accident reported southbound, south of 197 before you get to Powder Mill Road. Park police are responding on the George Washington Parkway. They stay quiet, not working anything inbound. Suitland Parkway, it's just been the volume heading toward DC 295. Now let's get you 270. It's been the delay, stop and go out of Frederick heading toward Clarksburg. If you're heading into Ellicott City, big tie up on Route 70 eastbound. Before you get to 29, crash. They did move it to the shoulder, but still expect that volume. Might want to bail out to take 40 Baltimore National Pike toward your destination if you're heading over to 29. Let's get you Virginia 66. Yes, we're in that rush hour, thick of it already. Out of Gainesville, Manassas towards Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks, but lanes are reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much on the radar this morning, but lots of clouds in, maybe some breaks of sunshine at times. We'll get some partial clearing through the day. Just an isolated shower, thunder shower. No widespread rain, 83. Tonight, chance of showers out ahead of a front, 69. Scattered showers, thunderstorms tomorrow, especially in the afternoon, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 68 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by the Collins Firm.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Alexandria or Thursday in Silver Spring. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
You know, I love going through the drive-thru occasionally. You don't have to get out of your car. You just go through the drive-thru and they, you know, give them a little money and speak into the little speaker and they give you food. I mean, who doesn't love that?
Right.
Well, apparently some people feel like it's their right to be able to go through the drive-thru. There's a Louisiana man suing McDonald's over its drive-thru policy. You know, McDonald's closes down sort of the serving areas, the restaurant areas of their restaurants in some places, and they just serve through the drive-thru late at night some places.
Yeah.
Well, a Louisiana man is suing McDonald's. It says that because it prohibits customers without wheels from using the service. He's blind, and he says, I can't use that, and it's not fair. And he's actually trying to put together a class action suit against McDonald's.
Well, at least he's not trying to fight the DMV to have the right to drive.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, wouldn't that be taking it to
maybe,
the extreme?
Maybe that would be right, yeah.
What
yeah.
about people who can't afford a car?
Well, there. I mean, I think that this man is speaking for them. Uh-huh. He wants all people who feel like it's discriminatory for them to only serve through the drive-thru to join his class action lawsuit.
I remember when Bob Dole ran for president, and he pointed to the Americans with Disabilities Act as one of his crowning achievements and the things that he was most proud of as a legislator. And at that moment, I knew that I was very suspicious of Bob Dole, because I used to work for a company that had to accommodate people with the Americans with Disabilities Act. And listen, I have two children with disabilities themselves, physical and mental, so I understand how frustrating it can be when the world is a challenge, but for crying out loud. Can we get a little perspective here? Look at the law. Look at how poorly written it was. And guess what? This guy may even have a case.
He may have a case.
He may have a case that a blind man is discriminated against because they're not accommodating him at a drive-thru window because drive-thrus are for cars only. And based on the way that horrible ADA law was written in 1995, he could very well have a case.
All right. And here's, we have more important drive-thru news. Yeah, you would think maybe one story but all you'd be finding in the news cycle, but no,
there's
another drive-in story that needs your attention. This comes from the state of Florida. It's always Florida. A man, you may have heard this story, is going through a Wendy's drive-thru. I don't know, maybe he's irritated at him. Maybe they didn't put enough cheese on his burger. I don't know what it was, but in the process of going through the drive-thru, he decided that it would be funny to toss a live alligator into the window.
How is that not funny? Are you kidding me?
That's
right up there with a carrot top
this
routine.
This is a 3.5-foot live alligator thrown through the drive-through window. Chaos ensued.
This was Florida, right?
Yes, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission had to come and take away the gator. And, now the man has had his day in court.
The Palm Beach County man who tossed an alligator, remember that, through a drive-through window of a fast food place, has been sentenced to 1 year probation. 24-year-old Joshua James telling a judge that he's sorry for the incident at Wendy's last October and meant to play a prank on a friend who worked there. Look at that gator. There it is. James initially faced assault with a deadly weapon charge, but instead he entered an open plea on two misdemeanor charges.
Okay, so the man says, quote, "I'm going to fly straight from now on," and I think he's sworn off gator tossing.
Well, but wait, wasn't one of the charges the illegal possession of a gator?
Well,
wasn't that the name?
They went from deadly weapon charge to illegal possession of gators.
Which, of course, implies that there is a legal and appropriate use.
Unlawful possession of gator or parts.
Is there a lawful possession or parts?
Or parts.
All right.
Apparently, they take their gator tossing very seriously in Florida.
You know what? Gators don't kill people. People kill people by hurling them into a drive-thru window.
Yeah, it's 6:51.
Let's face it. No one loves mosquitoes. After all, they suck all the fun out of spending family time outside. But now you can get even by creating a mosquito no-fly zone around your home. With the help of your friends from Terminix, our expert mosquito service delivers more than a barrier or repellent. We'll reduce mosquito populations in treated areas by more than 90% in 2 to 3 weeks. Plus, we come back every 4 weeks to keep them down. For a free mosquito estimate and an effective solution, call Terminix now at 1-800-700-8926. Long, warm, sunny days are returning, but so is mosquito season. So take control of your yard with a mosquito no-fly zone from Terminix. Terminix Mosquito Service uses a natural active ingredient that kills mosquitoes, but is safe around people, pets, and food. It's your home, not theirs. Call Terminix today for a free mosquito estimate and an effective solution. At 1-800-700-8926. That's 1-800-700-8926.
This year, we're going all in with team shirts.
Whether it's a bachelorette party, fundraiser, or high school reunion, custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are always able to make any occasion memorable.
Custom Ink really helped my business look professional. When my crew wears the shirts, our clients know we're for real. Thanks, Custom Ink.
Custom Ink has created over 60 million shirts for families, sports teams, church groups, businesses, and more. And you don't need to be a designer to make great-looking t-shirts. It's simple and fun to create your own shirts with Custom Ink's online design lab. Choose from a variety of styles, colors, fonts, and artwork to make a one-of-a-kind design. You can even upload your own logo. And no matter how many shirts you order, we always guarantee on-time delivery and free shipping. Our team is with you every step of the way to make your design a success.
See why 99% of our customers say they would order with us again. Visit customink.com today to get started.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
It's time to check and see how your money's doing from the news desk at CNBC. Here's Kate Rogers.
Well, good morning to you. Stocks were flat yesterday and no change is expected this morning yet. But ADP will issue its May jobs report later. Europe's central bank will decide what to do about interest rates there. And OPEC will decide what to do about oil production to help push prices higher. More Takata news this morning. Six automakers are recalling an additional 2.5 million vehicles with defective airbags. That includes vehicles from GM, Volkswagen, Mercedes, and Jaguar. McDonald's is reportedly close to a deal to move its headquarters to downtown Chicago. Now, that move would put McDonald's in Oprah's old Harpo Studios building. Another problem facing retail giant Macy's. The store will be hit with protests today by workers who want better pay conditions. And good news for the nearly 8 million Americans who suffer from excessive armpit sweating. An experimental topical treatment from drug maker Demira proved effective in 2 late-stage tests. I'm Kate Rogers, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hi, I'm Andrew Canopic from Renewal by Andersen. To anyone who says, they don't make them like they used to, I invite you to check out our exclusive replacement windows made of Fibrex material, which we actually make better than they used to. Simply because Renewal by Andersen replacement windows are made with Fibrex material, an innovative composite that is twice as strong as vinyl and won't warp or bow over time like vinyl does. Plus, Fibrex is scientifically tested and proven to stand the test of time. So don't settle for vinyl for your home. Go with a solution that's going to last, and last, and last. Call now and take advantage of this very special offer. Buy one window or patio door, and your second one is 40% off with no money down, no payments, and no interest for a year. To schedule your free window diagnosis, call 855-478-5640. That's 855-478-5640. Renewal by Andersen. The better way to a better window. Minimum purchase required, discount and financing with approved credit only. Call for additional details and limited warranty cost information.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Getting through town, DC 295 with delays. We pretty much see this every morning, coming off of both 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. But the extra volume because of the crash southbound as you passed East Capitol Street, that's in the center of the roadway, so everyone's struggling to the left and to the right. On the Maryland Beltway, top side, heavy from 95 to George Avenue. It's the inner loop with the delays for a crash. Inner loop as you approach I-95. I'm looking at those backups beginning now. It looks like before you get to New Hampshire Avenue, so keep alert if you're coming out of Bethesda and into Silver Spring. Seven Corners, car fire reported on Route 7 in the Seven Corners area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible today. A high of 83 tonight, cloudy, occasional showers, an overnight low of 69. Tomorrow, scattered showers in the morning, more widespread in the afternoon, a high near 85 degrees. They say the chance tomorrow of rain, 80%. And then on Saturday, chance of thunderstorms, high in the mid-80s. And on Sunday, showers and thunderstorms in the low 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, we're looking at a temperature of 68 degrees at 6:56 on WMAL.
This weekend, the SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo Center at Central Park. Hunters, collectors, sportsmen, visit the Fredericksburg Expo Center for SGK's biggest show ever. Tickets available online at guns-knives.com or at the door. That's the Fredericksburg Gun Show this weekend.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
If you have hard water, the Lime Scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Lime Scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Those Russians have been busy lately. Spying, that is. A deep cover Russian operative was sentenced recently by a U.S. federal judge after being wrapped up by the FBI. The three-ring spy operation included two Russians working with the trade office at the United Nations in New York and one posing as a bank employee at a branch of a state-owned Russian bank in New York. All three were working for the SVR, the descendant of the Soviet KGB. The FBI caught the trio stealing sensitive economic data and sending it back to their Russian spy handlers in Moscow. The spies got a little sloppy in their work along the way. They were caught on an open phone line using the undercover bank employee's real name and a series of meetings that were able to be surveilled by the FBI. Putin likes his spies. He said, "My notion of the KGB came from romantic spy stories. I am a successful product of the Soviet patriotic education system." And so, the spying continues. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Coming up on WMAL,
we're going to check in with Nomiki Const. I'm definitely going to have to get through that name. Nomiki Const. She is a big Bernie Sanders supporter. Talk to her about the California primary on Tuesday.
We'll talk to Chris Barnes with Fix WMATA as WMATA tries to fix itself. And James Rosen still stirring up trouble over at the state.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.